Step 8. Аудиозапись номер 37 к заданию 1. Listen to 5 texts about great scientists and do the task from your textbook. Text 1.
Sir Alexander Fleming is a British bacteriologist. He was born in Scotland in 1881 and received his degree from St Mary's Hospital in London. During World War I, he began searching for antibacterial substances. In 1928, he made his great discovery. He found penicillin, which could attack Staphylococcus and stop the bacteria's growth. He named the antibiotic penicillin. The new medicine was effective against many bacteria harmful to humans and saved a lot of lives. He got the Nobel Prize in 1945.
Text 2.
Pierre de Fermat was born in France. He made important discoveries in analytic geometry and theory of numbers. Mathematics was only a hobby for Fermat, who was a lawyer and government official for most of his life. Fermat's greatest work was in theory of numbers. He is especially remembered for his last theorem, whose proof could not be found for a long time. This Fermat theorem was proved only in 1995 by an American Sir Andrew John Wiles. Fermat published almost nothing during his lifetime. He described his discoveries mostly in letters to friends.
Text 3. Euclid lived in about 300 BC in Greece. He's one of the most famous mathematicians of all time. Very little is known about his life, but just know that he taught in Alexandria, Egypt, and wrote the mathematics textbook called The Elements, an introductory work on elementary geometry and other topics. His textbook begins with definitions, postulates, and axioms, which are still studied by modern pupils. It is believed that Euclid did not make any original discoveries, but he managed to give the works of other mathematicians a new form. Text 4.
The famous Swedish biologist, Carolus Linnaeus, lived in the 18th century. He made two great contributions to the field of natural science, the classification of all known plants and animals, and worked out the system of scientific names to each plant and animal. The system, called binomial nomenclature, gives a two-word Latin name to each organism. His famous book contains the classification of more than 4,000 animals, even human beings. It was Linnaeus in his work who first gave the humans the scientific name Homo sapiens.
Text 5.
The Scottish physicist James Clerk Maxwell, a 19th century scientist, did revolutionary work in electromagnetism and the kinetic theory of gases. He graduated with a degree in mathematics from Cambridge and began teaching in universities. Maxwell's first major contribution to science was the study of planet Saturn's rings, the nature of which was much debated. He was also able to formulate the kinetic theory of gases. This theory showed that temperatures and heat involved only molecular movement. Another of his great achievements was the development of Michael Faraday's theory of electricity and magnetism.